Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about an event coming up next Monday, right, Romy?
Yes.
Is an open house for the Educational Collaborative Outreach Program between Sitka Tribe and UAS. Romy McAdams is the Education Director for the Sitka Tribe. Good morning, Romy.
Good morning.
And how was the drive into the station this morning? Give us a quick road update.
It was snowy. It was very snowy, but luckily I cleared my drive so I could get out of it. But I think it was much more dangerous last night.
Okay, so once you were out on the streets,
I felt okay.
It was doable. Okay, well, that's good to know. It's been kind of heavy snow morning, but I think crews are on top of it, so it's good to get a current report. Anyway, it's Native American Heritage Month, Romy, and you and UAS, the tribe and UAS, have been cooking up an idea that seems appropriate this month in particular.
Correct.
Yeah, why don't you tell us about the collaborative and the open house coming up on Monday?
Correct. Sure, I'd love to do that. We, in collaboration with UAS, specifically Marilyn Drosher, who is a student advisor at UAS, her and I will both be presenting at an open house on Monday night from 4 to 6 p.m. And the whole idea came about in Marilyn and I speaking and how we could connect the dots a little more, I guess, for tribal citizens who are interested in going back to school or starting that journey of going to school, either pursuing an AA or a BA through the University of Alaska Southeast. I think for not just tribal citizens, but for the general public, there can be a lot of barriers or perceived barriers, and there just hasn't been a lot of explanation on how we go through the process of applying for school, applying for financial aid, assessing our interest, assessing our skill levels in math or reading, and how that will help us to be placed in classes through the University of Alaska Southeast. So in speaking with Marilyn, we decided that since this is Native American Heritage Month, that it would be a great opportunity to address tribal citizens' questions on I want to go back to school. How do I go about that? Who are the people that I speak to? And trying to break down some of those barriers or perceived barriers that they may believe that are there. So that is the goal, the primary goal of our partnership. And we hope to continue that partnership with University of Alaska Southeast and hopefully other universities too.
Romy, I think it's really interesting that what you're describing, I mean, it's an outreach program for tribal citizens. It's Native American Heritage Month, and this collaboration seems to just dovetail in nicely with that. But the things you're talking about, the barriers you're talking about, are not unique to tribal citizens. I mean, it's anybody considering going to college or going back to school. I mean, all these things apply, and I guess the resources that you're going to be talking about, or that Marilyn's going to be presenting from the UAS side on Monday, are available to anybody.
That's right. That's right. Marilyn's position over at UAS is a student advisor, and she really helps with navigating that process of University of Alaska Southeast. Where I come into play is when we have tribal citizens who are interested in applying for financial aid. Sitka Tribe offers a couple of different scholarship programs, and the one that we'll primarily be speaking about on Monday night is the Higher Education Scholarship Program offered through Sitka Tribe of Alaska. So that's where the collaborative effort comes in. We'll talk about Marilyn will speak about how to navigate the system at University of Alaska Southeast, and I will speak to tribal citizens about their options regarding funding, you know, to obtain their degree or go through their degree program. And it won't only be specific to Sitka Tribe, but I can also work with tribal citizens on other resources that I know may be available, either through their local corporations or their regional corporations, or just scholarships in general that I have knowledge about. So the hope is just to get that information to them to kind of complete the package for them.
Okay, so somebody coming into the SDA Education Office, that's where this is going to be held, right?
That's correct.
Next Monday at 4, and that's at 429 Catlan. That's the place right next to Murray Pacific, right?
Yes, yes.
So somebody showing up next Monday at 4 can expect it's going to be a presentation, kind of a sit-down and listen sort of thing?
Yes, we will start off with a presentation, but as people filter in, it's from 4 to 6 p.m. So as people filter in, we are happy to sit down and discuss with them one-on-one the options for their educational plan.
And it sounds like you're expecting a range of ages, anybody from sort of a student, a high school student who might be thinking about college, to somebody who never went to college, or maybe somebody who started and stopped or something.
Exactly. We're hoping to cover the whole breadth we'll be happy to speak to high school students themselves, the high school students' parents, other individuals who are interested in continuing their education. Maybe they started, took a few credits and just kind of dropped it there, want to get back into it, decided that they really know what they want to do now. And so we're expecting and inviting a whole range of tribal citizens to attend.
People considering graduate school?
Yes.
Is that a possibility?
Yes, that is a definite possibility. We cover students pursuing an AA, a BA, an MA, and we even have some doctoral students that we are funding currently.
It's I guess it's really great that there is support like this available, because I'm probably like anybody else. Once in a while, I think about whether additional education might be good for me professionally or in my career, just or in my life, and just getting off the block, getting off the starting block is really, it really is daunting just thinking about it. And I wasn't aware that the Sitka tribe had an educational office, period. Is this the kind of thing you do all day, every day?
It's a piece of what I do every day. It is a big piece of what I do. We have a couple of programs that I can just cover for you really quickly. We have the Higher Education Scholarship Program, which I said are for degree-seeking students. We also have adult vocational training scholarships for students that may not be interested in a degree-seeking program, but are interested maybe in obtaining a plumbing certificate or going to culinary school or cosmetology, that sort of thing, more of a vocation. We have scholarships available for that also out of our adult vocational training program. We also have a youth scholarship program that is funded by Sciatica, and we manage the application process for that program and then work in cooperation with Sciatica to select students. And the criteria, there's some income criteria for that program. But it seems to me to be pretty generous. And basically, that program is for any student in the Sitka School District or at Mount Edgecombe High School who is a Sciatica shareholder or an STA tribal member who is interested in a community activity. Maybe it's basketball through community schools. Maybe it is swimming with one of the swim clubs in town. Maybe it's a student who is in band and needs an instrument or needs parts for their instrument. Or it could be, it also could be a student who is in drama and debate at the high school. And basically that program funds up to $300 a year for that student's activities. So that's nice to help individuals offset that cost, because we all know that activities and activity fees can add up quickly.
Yeah, I don't have to tell you or any parent listening that, your kid comes home from school and, "Mom, Dad, I'm going out for blank, and all I need is a check for how much," to do it. And that sounds like a great opportunity for Sciatica shareholders and Sitka tribal citizens. But again, it's just one facet of what yes. SDA's education office does. Romy, we're about out of time, but I want to just ask you, so somebody's been listening and maybe they're interested in the services that are going to be available either you know, at the open house, the information that's going to be available from you or Marilyn DeRocher, the student advisor at UAS, but they can't make it. I'm assuming, can people just contact you outside of this event and you'll, you know, direct them in the, steer them correctly, I guess.
Yes, I definitely can do that. And yeah, given the weather situation, you know, who knows what Monday will bring.
But, right.
But yes, I would be happy to do that. And if anybody wanted to contact me, they can call me at 747-7636 or just call the main number at the tribe and they can transfer them to me. And that number is 747-3207. And I'd be happy to work with any students or help try to help the student navigate that process.
All right. Romy McAdams is the Education Director of the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. We've been talking about an educational collaborative outreach program between the tribe and UAS Sitka. There's going to be an open house next Monday, 4 to 6 p.m. at the STA Education Office on Cat Leanne Street, right next to Murray Pacific. And if you can't make that, you can always give Romy a call. Thanks a lot for coming in and talking about this. Again, this is this collaboration is because it's in part because it's Native American Heritage Month and as good a time as any to try and do this important work.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Romy, for coming in.